Hey yo, welcome to the winner's circle. Polish your crown. Here to optimize your workflow. That's ServiceNow. This ain't your typical run of the mill tech talk. OGs, we're the best in the field. We'll help you level up and build your credibility. Now let me ask you one question: who the realest be? Unapologetic. If we said it, then we meant it. Foundation build on trust, authentic, so it's cemented. Better make way. Only facts in the booth. You're now tuned in with CJ and the Duke.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of CJ and the Duke. As always, I am your co-host Robert the Duke Fedoric,
and I am Corey CJ Wesley.
All right, Corey, what are we talking about today?
Oh, Duke, today we are talking with the good folks from Serenity EHS.
The very good folks at Serenity EHS. We have with us Nathan Duperac and Peter Onepo.
Onepo.
Damn it.
I'm surprised you got mine. We're over 100 episodes, and I still, like, I just want one perfect intro. One. All right, well, welcome to the show, guys. So good to have you here. I would love for you guys to introduce yourself and then introduce Serenity. So, Peter, why don't you go first?
Yeah, sure. I'm Peter Onepo. I've been in the ServiceNow ecosystem since 2009. Most recently, I am the co-founder and CEO of Serenity EHS, and we have a fantastic EHS solution for the ServiceNow platform.
Go ahead, Nathan.
Yeah, so I'm Nathan Duperac. I lead our product and engineering team here at Serenity. Similar to Peter, I've worked in the ServiceNow ecosystem since 2014, primarily in product management. And then I joined the Serenity team actually just 1 year ago. So I'm officially just past my 1 year anniversary.
Nice.
A lot of people in ServiceNow are focused around the ITSM side of the house. The product does continue to grow and grow and grow. But for those who don't know, tell us what EHS means in the Serenity EHS title.
EHS stands for Environmental Health and Safety. Sometimes you'll see it as HSE, or there's a couple other different variations of that. And effectively, it is focused on making sure that your employees are healthy and safe while they're working. And so that can be a little bit different based on industry. But effectively, the point of it is, especially if you're interacting with machinery or doing a task that you could get hurt, how do you track, are people getting hurt? How did we help them? And then ultimately, how do we prevent that from happening in the future? So there's a lot of like investigative work, putting together action plans to correct a problem, to prevent it from happening in the future. Our software tackles all of that. And we try to put it right next to all the other things that employees might be dealing with, the traditional ServiceNow stuff. I have IT requests, I have HR requests. Now you can manage that whole EHS solution right there on the platform with our software.
If people wanted a like for like, who would you say you compete with?
We have a couple of competitors out there. They've been around a long time. And so they do a whole lot of things. Mm-hmm. But the main ones out there are Coriti, Velocity, EHS, and Intellex. I feel like I might be forgetting one or two of the sort of medium-sized players. But those are the big names that are out there and that we find ourselves competing with directly. Then there's a bunch of little point solutions that like solve maybe one part of the problem, you know, whether it's just the EHS incident itself, or maybe if you have to do like OSHA reporting, right? So if people get hurt, you have to report it to the government. There's solutions for just that piece. But when it comes to a comprehensive EHS solution, those are the big competitors that we're going against right now.
What made you guys choose to build on ServiceNow?
We chose to build on top of ServiceNow. Honestly, a big part of it is because it's what we know. But in the 15 years that I've been working with the platform, EHS had come up a lot. There were organizations that wanted to put this stuff right next to their other applications. So in previous lives, I was both doing implementations and I was on the sales side at ServiceNow. People would ask, how do we put all this stuff together? And the platform creates that ability to do engagement with employees, which is a big problem in the EHS space too. So there's a lot of alignment between what customers are asking for, the individual problems that they were calling out, and our capability to deliver solutions on the platform that met that, but also the time to value was huge, right? So we could be up and running, building an app with a first customer in a very short period of time, and then we can do deployments very quickly. And so this meant that our customers are able to solve these problems. They're able to do it in a comprehensive way. They're able to get that employee engagement all on the ServiceNow platform. And for us, we could do it very quickly and efficiently. And we didn't have to build out a whole operations team and all this stuff that we didn't want to deal with. We wanted to get right to building the app for the customer.
Yeah. And I think the hypothesis has proven true over the last couple of years, especially in our enterprise customers, where, you know, historically, especially with these old platforms they're managing, they don't always have the best relationship with IT. IT is trying to streamline and minimize cost and take out some kind of bespoke operations tasks. And so by being on ServiceNow, I know it's helped in a lot of accounts to actually smooth the relationships between the business users in EHS and the support teams in IT. So yeah, to Peter's point, I think it was an initial hypothesis. We saw that happening in our time at ServiceNow and in other business domains, and it's continuing to hold true in EHS as well.
You know, that's interesting. I think since I've been involved in ServiceNow, one of the things that's always stood out to me is how easy it is to build an application on top of it versus having to build something from scratch if you're outside of the platform. And it always occurred to me that this is a great platform to build apps such as this one and be able to bootstrap it a lot easier than, say, having to build out like a platform that can do dashboards and emailing and a database to collect records like ServiceNow gives you all of that. And so I can see how it was a solution that was appealing for you all, especially with your ServiceNow backgrounds. One of the things that you mentioned, I just want to double click on was, you know, you said smooth out the relationship with the business and IT in terms of talking about the legacy applications that they've had to utilize previously with EHS. Tell me a little bit more about that. I'd like to understand a little bit more from the business standpoint, how much they appreciate the ability to actually have that better relationship with IT using the ServiceNow platform.
Yeah, so I think it gets a little bit into kind of understanding the competitive landscape. And so as Peter was mentioning earlier, there's a lot of older platforms like Intellect, Scority, and dozens of point solutions as well. And they all have their benefits. They all have their drawbacks. Some are highly configurable, but that comes at an expense of, say, user experience. And so adoption suffers because users struggle to actually use those solutions. Then there might be another solution with a great user experience, but really limited capabilities. And so what ends up happening for those customers, and we see this really with every large enterprise we talk to, is they've just kept acquiring more point solutions, additional platforms to fill the gaps left by the previous one. And so with each one of those, there's the maintenance overhead. There's even the simple stuff like getting Active Directory single sign-on set up and getting HR feeds set up. And so all of that just adds a lot of non-value add work and ongoing maintenance. And so what ends up happening is feature requests end up falling to the wayside because the maintenance is taking so many of IT's resources. And so we see that then resulting in frustration where the business wants something. They're being told they can get it maybe in 2 years. And so that's, I think, started probably years ago and just continues to snowball. And so some of the accounts that we've talked to, just they're blown away by the speed at which an idea can be turned into a feature and deployed. And with the ServiceNow teams at our customers, they feel confident with things like scoped apps that we can move quickly and deliver those features without impacting other parts of the platform. And so in the end, we end up seeing that there's not this push and pull where one team wants something, the other doesn't. It's actually flipped and both are supportive. And we're able to prove that really quickly. And so that's what I'm most excited about, especially with our enterprise accounts, is having the buy-in from stakeholders on both sides and knowing that they all prefer this over what the previous ecosystem looked like.
I'm still stuck on telling people that they can have their thing in 2 years.
Right.
Can you imagine?
I know, and I feel like often best case scenario for a lot of these. Yeah.
I know, like as I get older, the time tends to go faster. But even now, I think 2 years, it might as well be 20 the way the world changes.
Right. Yeah, it's so much changes in 2 years. Even when we get asked for feature requests, and I'm wincing because I'm like, oh, that might take a month. and when I say that, the customers are always like, oh, yeah, that's fine. So it's been refreshing for our customers to hear that, and it's nice for us to know that we're helping and contributing positively in that way.
Is there any part of the ServiceNow app that has one of those "this is better together"?
Yes, I think there's many. I think the easiest one to think of is HR. In some of our accounts, primarily the smaller ones, sometimes EHS does actually roll up into HR. It's not the most common in large enterprise, where it falls more into the operations team. But there is definitely some overlap with HR, especially when it comes to OSHA requirements here in the US. A lot of what ends up feeding into your regulatory reports is data that's coming from HR systems. So you need to know who the employees are. You need to know where they live. You need to know when they started, how long they've been in the position that they held. And so a lot of that data, you know, naturally lives in the HR platforms. And so if we're working with a customer whose HR team is already on ServiceNow, that accelerates time to value even further. I think facilities plays into it as well. And then I think it's something that we don't see quite as much, but I have to think that with things like field service management, and I know the ServiceNow team has been getting more into enterprise asset management. Those start to converge with the conversations we have as well, which becomes things like inspecting pieces of machinery and pieces of equipment. And so HR is the one that I would say is the most obvious fit, but I think there's so much more opportunity even outside of that to tell those better together stories with other ServiceNow products.
I love that. I'm just going to tie this back to something that you said earlier that really resonated with me as well when we were talking about the ease of use and building on the ServiceNow platform and a lot of the features that you inherited. I wasn't thinking about the perspective of you also inherit if single sign-on is already connected to the instance, right? If there's already an HR integration connected to the instance, right? You already inherit those things with ServiceNow, with your app being built on the ServiceNow platform. And then there's all of these other things that you just enumerated, right? Like tying directly into maybe asset management and utilizing probably the CMDB, probably reporting, right? Like all of these different things that the platform goes to offer. And it goes to just basically a competitive advantage, yeah, right? By being built on a ServiceNow platform.
Yeah. Time to value is the one I constantly focus on. Every one of those integrations, they might not be technically difficult, but if you're an enterprise, there's different stakeholders that you have to align and have the conversations. And so optimistically, each integration takes a week. That's super optimistic. And add each one of those integrations, and all you're doing is adding to your deployment timeline. And so it's great that for customers, especially those highly adopted on ServiceNow, we can cut those timelines significantly. And I think time to value is ultimately what the EHS teams want.
Yeah. And it goes back to that question about how do we work with IT teams as well. And this is a story that resonates, I think, on both sides of that equation. Because you have the IT team needs to support EHS. And if EHS, in a lot of cases, they'll actually have two or three of our competitors because not one of them does everything well. Right. And so IT is now supporting these three different platforms because IT supports platforms. So when we come in and we say, the plan isn't to add a new EHS platform. The plan is to remove these other two or three, put this one in place on the platform you already own. And now we can cut a lot of the talking about the tactics and the details of what's being deployed and start talking a little bit more strategically. Like, what are the outcomes you're not seeing today because you're so busy trying to, you know, upgrade Cordy and make sure that that integration doesn't break with single sign-on. Like, we're already up and running and past that in a quarter of the time that a lot of our competitors are in place. And so that's why the ServiceNow story plus EHS helps a lot. And then one of the things you were talking about, CJ, is it is very easy to build on the platform. But what can happen with that is it's a double-edged sword. Because you can build it, doesn't necessarily mean you should build it. And so that's where having a pre-built application with guardrails in place helps simplify that conversation down. So I'm not going to pretend that our solution solves every problem for every enterprise. But if we can come in and take the baseline out and say that's solved, now you can really focus in on maybe you need a custom feature that belongs just to you because your manufacturing process is bespoke. And you can actually do that now because you've gotten rid of all the red tape that comes with trying to manage three platforms. And now you've got Serenity on ServiceNow, and then you add this additional feature, and it just opens up the door, I think, for our customers to do a lot more.
Do you find that most of your customers have EHS solutions that they are replacing, or is it companies that are now getting to the point where it's like, hey, listen, we need tools behind this?
I'd say it's both. So at the highest level, I group our customers into two buckets. in the enterprise space, especially with manufacturing and oil and gas and construction, the historically have always been dangerous jobs. They've had programs in place. Rarely do we see them have one solution. Like I was saying, they have multiple solutions that they've acquired over the last decade or two. And so they're looking to replace all of those or a large percentage of those with a single platform. So that's really common for our larger customers. But then on the other end of the spectrum, there's a really untapped market that we've found with midsize and even smaller shops where they're still in Google Sheets, they're on Excel docs, they're on SharePoint sites. And so what they're looking for is a structured workflow. They want to streamline their reporting. They're interested in adding intelligence to their very small teams. And so we've been focusing and asking ourselves, are there ways that we can bring these capabilities down market in a meaningful way to really just get them off of flat files into something that is modern, intuitive, and really accelerates their EHS programs.
You're basically making the stuff that was priced out for most people and bringing that power to those small, medium-sized enterprises, yeah?
Yeah, and priced out for two reasons. So one, the legacy platforms, they are expensive just from a subscription perspective, but they're also, there's big services, SOWs that tag along with their already high costs. And so as we look to that market and we see that there's this need and they have limited options, we want to be a more affordable option, not just from the licensing perspective, but also the implementation and the ongoing maintenance and support.
So I'm looking on your website and under your product section, I see there's 7 or 8 different products. Are these like separate scoped apps on ServiceNow, or are they just components of a single app that you're either on or off?
It's a combination of both. What you see on the website is a reflection of what outcomes a stakeholder might be trying to get. And then in terms of how we deliver that technically, a significant portion of what we do is all effectively in one scoped app, but we've separated out a few things. And that's more of a technical conversation. So if you take a look at it, we're trying to balance how do we deliver outcomes for stakeholders who aren't necessarily technical. And in fact, in the EHS world, that's one of the things that I think has been a little bit different over my past dealing with IT and ITSM, right? Is you have to talk about things a little bit differently. And so it's kind of reflected in that our marketing is delivering outcomes for our stakeholders. And then how we deliver that technically, everything is within a scoped app. The question is whether or not there might be a couple of different modules in the same scoped app, and we present that differently to the stakeholder.
There's an obligatory conversation we have to have, Corey. I don't know if you noticed, but on their website, they got that Serenity AI.
Oh man, that was my next question, Duke.
Gotta go there. Gotta go.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things that are changing. And this is tying back to, you've got EHS people who aren't necessarily technologists, right? They maybe come up through the ranks. They were in manufacturing, or they were working on gas lines or whatever, and they've worked their way up. And they understand technology and they understand the benefits, but they don't necessarily understand all the specifics. And so what we're trying to do is open that up for them to be able to use it without having to dig too deep in, like, oh yeah, we can build out an integration with ChatGPT, or we can tap into something else for you. And so what we've done is we've looked for specific use cases where customers might be able to leverage AI, and we've baked those out a lot deeper than maybe just an integration. So for example, we have an inspections application. And so if you're trying to come up with a template, like I need to go inspect something to make sure it's safe before I use it, right? And this is a new piece of equipment, or I don't have an inspection, I can go out and I can ask AI to help me build this out. And it's been working fantastically. Our customers are very excited about it. A lot of them have some inspection templates that they can already pull in, but even then, like maybe they want to update them. And so that's just one example of us being able to tap into the power of AI. And we're looking for other places to plug that into our platform. So it's not a generic utility. It's very specifically for different use cases, and we bake that out for them.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, tie what you just said to something that I got from a conversation around one of the previous topics, right? And it's the Serenity AI ties back into democratizing outcomes in terms of like how you presented it previously about being able to help customers that couldn't otherwise for your competitors, right? Because they are more expensive, that they because they require more work and more people to maintain and utilize and things like that, right? So it seems like the entire Serenity suite, right, like is really aligned towards creating the best outcomes from your, for your customers. Would you guys feel like that's one of your best selling points?
I think the accessibility, not only of the technology, but the accessibility of the EHS expertise and making that accessible not only to the EHS folks, but really to anyone in the company is one of the big benefits and value points with what Serenity AI is doing. I think just like one example, you know, we look at our customers maybe on day one, they want to import some of their historical data, which is often big lists of corrective preventative actions that are assigned to the business to implement. And what we see in a lot of those is the instructions of what they need to do are a sentence or two and not very descriptive. And so if I'm not an EHS person, I don't know what that means. I don't necessarily know what I need to do to resolve, say, a safety hazard. And with AI, what we're able to do is with a simple couple word prompt that the EHS person enters, can supplement that with detailed implementation instructions for the folks out in the field who actually have to implement it. And so that's been a huge value driver. And one of our customers, that's exactly what they said is, I see this valuable to our team to an extent, but we're already smart in this area. But what they were most excited about, and this was a manufacturing company, is just being able to educate and use the tool to enable everyone and not just those who have studied and trained and worked in EHS for decades.
Yeah, I just think that's so cool, right? Like I just unlocking the ability for more people to access that knowledge, right? And to be able to utilize the platform, for me, it's just, I think every process deserves that level of accessibility.
100%, yeah.
So I imagine there are some people that are very, very interested in exploring this further. I know you have several different outcomes that you support, but do you have kind of a general idea of what the Serenity implementation looks like?
I can touch on that a little bit. So being that we are a ServiceNow store partner, we do have a traditional implementation model. So it would be really familiar to what large enterprises that already have a ServiceNow deployment. So in line with what they have come to expect. And so our apps, they are available on the ServiceNow store. We have an implementation team in-house that works with our customers, does workshops, identifies if there's any configuration or customization needs to those apps. And so we do have an in-house implementation team for that. A lot of really great ServiceNow experts on that team. But we are releasing quarterly to the ServiceNow store. And so we are constantly enhancing, improving the product, making those releases available. But like every other ServiceNow app, the customer has full control on if they want to take an upgrade, when they want to take that upgrade. And so that is pretty standard. There is another implementation mechanism that is really new to us, and it's something I'm personally really excited for. And this one targets more of those mid-sized customers that we were talking about. For example, we have a waste management customer. I think they're about 1,000 employees. So smaller company, they don't have ServiceNow, but they are interested in automating and digitizing their EHS program. And so what we have for them actually is something that we are referring to as Serenity Basecamp. And that's a ServiceNow instance that we actually are operating, but we make that available to really anyone. So ServiceNow is not a kind of must have before talking to Serenity. If you're interested in Serenity EHS and our capabilities, we have a mechanism to make that available.
Just a quick interruption from the Duke in the editing room. Between the time we recorded and published this episode, Serenity has rebranded Basecamp to Ascend. So from this point on in the podcast, when you hear Basecamp, just remember, it's Serenity Ascend. Don't forget to check the description for links.
And so that's something I'm really excited about. It's live now. We have customers. It's also giving us the ability to do things like free trials, give folks access to the system and try it out for a period of time. And within the coming weeks, we're actually going to get to a point where we can put a sign up button on our website and anyone can come to serenityehs.com, register and start using the product without having to be a ServiceNow customer already. And so we have an option really for everyone. Most mature ServiceNow shops to the smaller shops that don't have ServiceNow.
This one resonates a lot with me. I've had this idea of being able to do something like that on the ServiceNow platform for years now. And to hear you guys executing on it is just so mind-blowing. I might hit you up later to talk to you about how you accomplished that. But I just think it's great because the ServiceNow platform shouldn't just be limited to folks who happen to have the luxury of having signed up for it, right? Like when you start to build apps that are this valuable, right, and this useful, it's great to be able to, you know, offer them to anyone, right, folks? Because yeah. They're folks who are using EHS might not necessarily be using ServiceNow. Maybe they don't have, you know, a hugely mature like ITSM, you know, process. And really, the EHS is their bread and butter, right? Yep. And yeah, this is just amazing. That's great.
We're really excited. I know this is where I get a little more kind of technically excited about things. It allows us to experiment more with those kind of customers so we can test out a new feature, introduce it, get feedback quickly, make changes. We're constantly updating that environment. So it's not a quarterly release cycle. It's a as quickly as we need to release cycle. So we learn a lot and can feed that back into the product. And it ultimately benefits our enterprise customers. And likewise, we can take feedback from our enterprise customers, build those new features, release them to our Basecamp customers, and make sure that they're right before we release them back to enterprise. So operationally, I'm really excited about what this Basecamp model really offers us. And it is exciting because there might be a ServiceNow partner out there that has done this already. If so, I'm not aware of it. So I think we're definitely charting some new waters with that model.
Yeah, that's crazy. I love it.
It really goes well with it. I mean, earlier you said you push it down market a bit so that smaller organizations can get in on the big EHS functional dreams, right? But as you hear the fact that it's not only for smaller orgs, but orgs that wouldn't even naturally be part of the ServiceNow ecosystem. And now it's right. Like, bam, it's a service that you can consume. Just, that's really impressive.
Man, it just highlights the functionality and the value of ServiceNow, right? Like it's
right.
Just because for me, you build an app on ServiceNow and now you can find customers who also happen to have the ServiceNow platform, right? But now if you can actually build on ServiceNow and utilize everything that the platform has, right? You don't have to throw, you know, a ton of dollars into building everything from scratch. And then you can actually acquire customers that exist outside of the ServiceNow ecosystem. That's a game changer. Kudos to you guys. This is amazing. I love this.
That's really nice to hear. We haven't really talked about it too much outside of the org. So to hear that level of excitement is just really affirming. So I definitely appreciate that. We're in the middle of making sure that we have it right and we can deploy it to our customers at scale. But so far with the handful of people who are using it, it's been working really well. I got to give props to the team. They've done a great job of implementing it. And I'm very excited to see where this is in a couple of years once we scale it up and have a lot more customers on it. I think it does unlock the ServiceNow story for a lot more organizations.
Right. Absolutely.
If somebody was interested in investigating what you could offer them or just wants to a deeper dive, how would they do that?
I mean, obviously you can start with our website, which is www.serenityehs.com. But you can reach out to us directly. We also have the co-founder, Chris, leads up our sales team. So Chris Markham, you know, you can look us up on LinkedIn or email us directly. I think our emails are all our first name dot last name at serenityehs.com. Be happy to talk to people more about if you need an EHS solution. We're happy to talk to you about it and take you through that path and talk about how EHS can touch a lot of areas. So the story could be different depending on the industry, depending on what your specific needs are. So happy to get into that and talk about how the platform can link to the outcomes you're trying to get to.
We'll have links in the description below to all of those resources that Peter described. So would the team in the corporate political architecture be called the EHS team, or would it be some subdiscipline of facilities or secure? Where did that fall in the org?
That's a fairly variable, especially depending on industry and size of organization. It like Nate mentioned earlier, it can be under HR, it can be under facilities. So we could just refer to it as whichever team manages your health and safety, right? to be honest, like some of our solutions color outside the lines. So you might have an EHS team and a facilities team. Yeah. And so like they have to work together. That's something that's actually come up a lot is EHS will assign things out to someone else. Right. So
And most companies that have a health and safety team, the employees know there is a health and safety team. They maybe don't know where it falls in the executive org chart. But I think saying contact your health and safety team, the organizations that have it, they know who that is.
All right. We are at time. Peter and Nathan, I want to thank you both so much for coming and telling us about the exciting possibilities of EHS on ServiceNow. If you are a ServiceNow product owner or architect or admin at a customer and you want to set up a dragon to slay and get all that glory, be sure to get in touch with your EHS teams internally. Find out who manages your health and safety and just let them know. You can send them to this podcast. You can send them to SerenityEHS.com and just keep on delivering value with the ServiceNow platform.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us. Yeah, this was fantastic.
This was fun. Yeah.
Polish your crown, here to optimize your workflow. That's ServiceNow. This ain't your typical run-of-the-mill tech talk. OGs, we're the best in the field. We'll help you level up and build your credibility. Now let me ask you one question, who the realest be? Unapologetic, if we said it, then we meant it. Foundation built on trust, authentic, so it's cemented. Better make way, only facts in the booth. You're now tuned in with CJ and the Duke. What success? I'll let you in on the scoop. Make your mind your best friend and fill it up with the truth. Come on, yeah. Make your mind your best friend and fill it up with the truth. Yeah, CJ and the Duke. What's that, huh? ServiceNow. Come on. Yeah. I said, welcome to the winner's circle. Yeah.